This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Arizona is about the hottest state in a pretty hot country just now. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Phoenix.
A Border Patrol helicopter raced to rescue two people in southern Arizona, dangerously overcome by the desert's searing heat. This newly released video shows a medic being lowered to the man and woman, one drifting in and out of consciousness. They were hoisted into the chopper and transported to a Tucson area hospital Monday.
The forecast around Phoenix, more of the same. The Northeast getting a bit of a breather, but then warming up again in midweek. Leslie Van Houten, who has been in California prison for more than a half a century in the notorious Manson family killings in Los Angeles, is now a step closer to being released as California's governor no longer fights her parole. KCAL TV's Tom Waite.
Van Houten, now 73, was convicted for participating in two of the infamous Manson family murders, the killings of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca. Van Houten has been recommended for parole five times, but her release was ultimately blocked by former Governor Jerry Brown and current Governor Gavin Newsom.
And the first sentences are pronounced in the El Paso Walmart shooting case. Federal crimes for the shooter charged in a mass killing that took 23 lives was said to be racially motivated. 90 consecutive life sentences in prison.
No emotion from 24-year-old Patrick Crucius as the life sentences were handed down. It came after 2 days of victim impact statements from the families. Amaris Vega lost her aunt, Teresa Sanchez. She addressed the shooter in court.
He wanted to get rid of the Hispanic people here in El Paso. But he didn't do that. He failed. And he didn't win. We're still here and we're not going anywhere.
El Paso District Attorney Bill Hicks says the federal sentence will have no impact on the state trial, which could happen as early as next year.
We are still going to be seeking the death penalty on the Walmart shooter.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
On this morning's Health Watch, looking ahead to the fall and the yearly vaccine recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control.
The plan involves multiple vaccines. The CDC is recommending that we get one for COVID and another for the flu this year, and for those over 60, one for RSV. But, says Dr. William Schaffner, professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, not all three at one time.
Flu and COVID are well studied. They work well together. RSV and flu, it resulted in a somewhat diminished response on the flu side. So I think RSV probably ought to be taken alone, separate from the other two.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Trucking gas prices pretty much unchanged for weeks now. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, $3.54. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine. Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding, amazing producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board today. Glad to have you along, Mr. Zommers. It is Friday, July 7th, TGIF 2023. A fine TGIF to each and every one of you. Mr. Zommers, we have reached the end of the work week, which I think you hit 40 hours about Wednesday.
Well, if it weren't for the 4th of July, maybe. But.
Yes, absolutely. At least we had the 4th of July. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm a little tired because I could have slept more last night, but that's partially my own fault. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got a couple more things to take care of today, this afternoon, in the evening.
Here's the thing. People listen, people hear our product over the air. What you don't realize as the home listener, some of you the home viewer, is all of the behind-the-scenes work it takes to get that product to you. Mr. Zommers not only does appear on our show on the air and others, but he's also doing things behind the scenes. So when you hear Charlie Behrens of the Cripescast podcast, incidentally, on weekends noon, right?
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday. That doesn't just happen automatically. Each podcast gets sent to Mr. Zommers, and he has to go through and listen for any non-FCC-friendly words and bleep those out and then compact it down and so it fits into the hour. And that's all done by Mr. Zommers behind the scenes.
And now, if you've heard it recently and it was messed up, that wasn't my fault, I promise. No, but actually, there were a couple of goofs recently. One of them, it just sounded weird and like robot-y. That was my fault, I think, but the other thing was not my fault. That one wasn't me.
Well, I think Charlie Behrens actually recorded one of those in that experimental submarine. So I mean that in and of itself, that had an effect right there. You heard the Titanic music, da 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 da, and then it sounded like a tin can.
Yeah, and recovering the audio, we're still working on that.
It was a mouthful. Too soon, Todd. Too soon. I'm sorry. If you go in an experimental thing that hasn't even been tested, it'd be like, hey, Todd, here's a parachute. We've never tried this really before. It doesn't meet any of the FAA codes, but you want to jump off a cliff with it? Sure, why not?
Not only does it not meet the codes, you see it and you're like, huh, normally parachutes are made of whatever material. Right, and this is made of, like,
cotton.
Cheesecloth.
Right, right. That's exactly right. So, all right, great show for you today. Glad you all have all been along with us or are along with us on a Friday. Coming up this hour, we are going to talk. It's cooler today, thank goodness. Cooler across most of Wisconsin today. But we're going to talk heat. Heat and what's causing this heat? Is it climate change? What is this? And more so, not just, you know, I believe that it is. I think it's factually science proof that we have climate change. But how is it affecting our everyday lives? Because, it's getting hotter, so I got to turn the air conditioner on or whatever. It may be affecting your UPS packages very soon. All these people like Prime, Amazon Prime, like to have things delivered to your doorstep. This has not gotten a lot of airplay. We're going to take time to talk about this impending, looming strike of UPS. Think about that. UPS goes on strike. Think of all the things that get delivered via UPS. How that's connected with climate change. We're going to talk about that in this hour. Also, who is doing something about it? Who is doing something to address climate change? Might be somebody you don't expect. Not some, you know, progressive liberal out on the street protesting with a sign. Guy that plays country music. Not just plays it, a legend in country music. One of my favorite artists of all time. Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson is leading the zero emission future with a solar powered battery at his Luck reunion. I mean, come on, folks. If Willie Nelson believes in climate change, and not just believes it, but is doing something about it, can't we all do our part? Talk. Would it be great if I had Willie Nelson lined up for an interview today? That's like on my bucket list. I saw him here in Madison probably 4 or 5 years ago. My friend Chris Giese and I from Spring Green went and saw him at the Overture Center. Great show. Great performance. Still getting it done. Willie Nelson. So we'll talk about Willie, what he's doing for climate change as well, and how that is affected, as we said, UPS, perhaps, as well. Also talk a little bit about Threads. Have you been, Mr. Zomers, are you on the Threads yet?
Not yet, although I downloaded it earlier today. I haven't opened
Did
it
you
yet.
Really? I can report to you, if you're not familiar, the Twitter account, the Twitter that I've been on for years, I love Twitter, it is going down in flames because Elon Musk is not paying his bills, basically, to Google and other places. So they don't have the room, the space to host all this stuff. And so now he's limiting what you can see. And it's basically ruining the whole platform. So now the new one but connected to Facebook and Instagram is called Threads. And, of course, our colleague Krista Bry, always on the cutting edge of technology and coolness, she is now on Threads. I thought, well, if I have any chance of being as cool as Kristen Bry, I've got to do the same thing. So I'm now on the Thread. We'll talk about that new platform as well. And we'll call it Open Line Friday, taking your phone calls. What's on your mind on a Friday, July 7th? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call if you'd like to chat with Mr. Zomers or I. We'll be back across Wisconsin and talk about UPS, climate change, how it's connected. Stay with us on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny with a high near 76 today. An isolated thunderstorm is possible this afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 51. Sunny, low 80s on your Sunday. For Sunday night, chance of showers or storms, we'll see a low of 63.
It's 57 at our studios.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show, the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer, the one, the only, Mr. Aaron Zommers, along with us on a Friday, July 7th. Welcome you in as well. By the way, Mr. Zommers, do you think you could dial up a board game of the week? It would be two for the week a little bit later on.
Well, we missed one the last 2 weeks, I have one.
All right, very good. Stay tuned to that. Later on in the show, we'll do a little board game of the week, give you something to do over the weekend as well. If you'd like to dial in, join us. It is Open Line Friday, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy for you, 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. So, we'll get into Threads later. Threads, the new kind of social media platform that is taking off like a wildfire, pun intended. I got on it last night, and the first article that I kind of re-threaded myself. By the way, Trevor Noah is now on Threads. I'm following him, and he says this quote: "If Twitter is tweets, then Threads are sheets, right?" So if you retweet something, does that mean you resheet something? Oh, I think I just resheeted myself. I better reuse the restroom. I enjoy that. Anyway, so we'll talk more about Threads later, but I came across this article last night after I signed up for Threads. And it's an article this week in Time. Yes, Time is still a magazine, also online as well. An article entitled "What Climate Change Has to Do with the Looming UPS Union Strike." Let me give you a little bit of context in terms of what's going on. First of all, we'll go to this from Forbes magazine. On July 4th, earlier this week, planet Earth reached its hottest day in as many as 125,000 years. But the record it broke had not stood for long. It was set the day before, on July 3rd. The global average temperature on Tuesday reached 62.92 degrees Fahrenheit. The data was gathered by the University of Maine's Climate Change Institute. The temperature was about a third of a degree hotter than July 3rd, the day before. Global temperatures have been on the rise for years due to human-caused climate change. The new factor, the first El Niño weather pattern in 4 years, has propelled the planet to the new record. Now, let me explain. I'm no meteorologist, right? But I can tell you that that's part of why all the smoke is coming down from Canada in recent days.
Let's hit up Kara Foster for some expert opinion.
You know, we do need to hit up Kara Foster. Absolutely. We'll have to do that soon. But normally, as I understand it, our weather would come, the jet stream comes from the southwest, right? Bringing humidity up from the Gulf of Mexico and whatnot. And now, because of El Nino, a lot of our weather and jet stream is coming still down from Canada, a pattern you would see in the winter in this part of the country. But right now, we're experiencing this El Nino. The El Nino will bring extreme weather and global warming as it warms ocean surface temperatures and triggers extreme heat, both in the ocean and on land. An El Nino pattern weakens trade winds and pushes warm weather towards the west coast of the Americas, according to the National Ocean Service. That causes areas of the northern U.S. and Canada to be drier and warmer than usual. Most record-breaking heat is expected, as this El Nino will last for 9 to 12 months. And by the way, an update, since this came out earlier from Forbes, on Wednesday of this week, the Wednesday tied the global temperature record set on Tuesday. So the bottom line is, if you just look at the statistics of where we're at in terms of temperature, you can't argue the facts. The thermometer reads what it reads. And at the 62, whatever degrees it was, the average temperature, that's taking all of the official temperature readings from around the globe and compiling it. All right. So certainly weather has changed. We're seeing a drought here in Wisconsin. And of course, you get the people who say, well, you know, Todd, it was still cold. We got a bunch of snow, whatever. It was one of the snowiest winters on record. Well, that's part of the change part, all right? These kind of extremes. Seeing more tornadoes in some areas and things like that. So let's get to this article in Time by Aaron Baker from the Pulitzer Center. In Time magazine, it says, these days, UPS driver Barkley Wimpy, or pardon me, Wimpy, that is his name, Wimpy, prepares for his daily route out of Rome, Georgia, with the precision of a battlefield commander. He loads up his cooler with ice and stocks it with sandwiches and cases of water bottles and a couple of sports drinks. He girds himself with a bandana and some plastic bags around midday, when the sun is at its height. He will soak the bandanas in ice water and wrap it around his head. Rambo style. Remember Rambo? UPS's strict appearance rules notwithstanding. Not supposed to do that, by the way, if you work for UPS. Only wear the brown outfit. Mid-afternoon, when the day's accumulated heat blasts out of the back of his non-air-conditioned delivery truck, you heard that right, non-air-conditioned delivery truck, like an oven with his door open, he will take off his shoes, slip his feet into the plastic bags, and plunge them into a puddling ice in his cooler for a few moments of respite. On really bad days, he'll dunk his head as well. He has surveyed his route's restaurants, and he already knows which ones will welcome him with a blast of air conditioning and a glass of ice water by the time he gets there. He's already drowned all of his drinks, and his cooler contents have become a tepid soup. Working all day in heat like this, he says, from behind the wheel of his truck on a recent 100-degree Fahrenheit morning, quote, it's physically painful when your body starts to heat up and you don't feel right, unquote. As weeks-long triple-digit heat waves smother the southern U.S. from California to Florida, not feeling right is starting to feel normal for Wimpy, who is 28. It's only going to get worse. Quote, there's no question that the globe is heating up, he says. Summers are getting hotter. Our work days are getting longer. I'm thankful that I have a job. But it is an untenable situation that we're in right now with the rising heat. Wimpy is not alone. Across the U.S., UPS drivers are braving one of the most immediate aspects of climate change. Longer, more intense heat waves that make working long hours in wheeled ovens not just uncomfortable, but dangerous. Last summer, Wimpy succumbed to a heat stroke midway through his route. He spent the night in the hospital where he was diagnosed with severe kidney injury caused by the heat. On June 25th of last year, Esteban Chavez, 24, died of a suspected heat stroke while delivering packages in Pasadena, California, on a day that saw temperatures in the high 90s. A few weeks later, another UPS driver collapsed on a customer's doorstep in Arizona when the temperatures hit 110 degrees Fahrenheit. More than 143 UPS employees have been hospitalized for heat injuries between 2015 and 2022, according to the company's own records, submitted to the Occupational Safety Health Administration, better known as OSHA, and obtained by the Washington Post. Still, UPS refused to air condition their familiar dark brown trucks. Doing so, said the company spokesperson, was impractical, given that drivers were constantly jumping in and out of the vehicles to make deliveries. Final note before we go to the phones. On June 16th of this year, UPS's 340,000 Teamster members voted to strike starting on August 1st, unless their demands for improved working conditions, including air-conditioned vehicles and company-provided ice for coolers at the cargo centers, were included in a new 5-year contract. What do you think about that? I support these drivers fully. Having to be in un-air-conditioned vehicles, in a dark brown truck wearing a dark brown outfit, submitting yourself to kidney failure, for goodness sake? And if they strike on August 1st, it's not just your Amazon packages that are not going to get to your house. It's also going to be things that your commercial goods. When I worked at L.L. Bean, almost all of the stuff comes via UPS. Mr. Zomers?
Yeah, and I know when I worked at CVS, we sent people medications through USPS, not UPS. But I imagine some people are getting medications or medical tests, either receiving or sending them through UPS. So they better figure that out quickly. Absolutely. And again, I'm 100% on the side of the workers. Give them reasonable temperatures.
Right. What do you feel about this? Climate change and how it's affecting people like the UPS drivers? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC. Thanks for holding, Mark. What say you?
Well, this is just ridiculous that these guys are getting put through that kind of thing. And for UPS to say, well, it doesn't make any sense of air conditioning and things because they're jumping in and out. Well, I'm sorry that you had to put air conditioning in there because what about the products that they're actually delivering? How many of these products are being damaged by the excessive heat that's in those rolling hot boxes? I mean that medications could be spoiled. I mean are they getting deliveries of any kind of foodstuffs at all? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you order from Omaha Steaks or
right.
Wild Fork or anything like that, because they're packing those things in coolers with dry ice, I think. But how is that going to hold up if it's in a hot box? I mean, and these guys have to get IV treatments, or they're suffering kidney damage, just like the jackass down in Texas, or jackasses that passed the law so you can't have local ordinances that guarantee people water breaks.
Yeah,
I mean, these people just don't give a rip about people at all. They claim to be pro-life, but people are just disposable as far as they're concerned. They're just disposable little cogs and support our brothers and sisters that are working for UPS and wherever they're working in the hot weather. That it is just horrible. I mean, they're just horrible, horrible.
Yeah, it's I agree with you, Mark, 100%. It's to have those kind of working conditions, and again, it has only gotten worse because of climate change, right? I mean, these places like they're talking about, Southern California, Arizona, Texas, Florida. I mean, I spent a month in Phoenix, Arizona area, Tempe, actually, right next to a suburb of Phoenix. I spent a month down there in May while I was going through some training for a job. Tilt and Kilt, actually. They're based in Tempe, Arizona. And at the time, this is back in 2009. And at the time, they set the record for longest days in a row with triple-digit heat. And I'm telling you, I don't care whether it's a dry heat or not, 113 is 113. And we have UPS drivers working their tails off in heat like this with no air conditioning, I'd strike too. And if UPS doesn't give in, gotta be a lot of people that don't see a lot of things on the doorstep. Come back. If you're on the phones, as our friend Matt Flynn says, don't go anywhere. We see you on the lines. We'll take care of your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. It has been insanely hot in Arizona, well above 100, but from Phoenix, Chris Van Cleef tells us...
The high heat is not limited to the southern U.S. This week has been the hottest ever globally, and it's only the first week of July.
The Sarasota, Florida area is dealing with mosquito-spread malaria.
The CDC issued an alert to doctors to keep an eye out for new cases. Testing for malaria is not common, but the CDC says medical professionals can easily identify the illness if they do a blood test.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca, it's 90 consecutive life terms in federal prison for the El Paso Walmart shooter, who also faces state charges in the mass killing of 23 people, allegedly for racial reasons.
The prosecutors laid out these hate crime charges, also charges dealing with firearm offenses, and the defendant in this case agreed, I will plead guilty, and in exchange exchange, the federal death penalty is not on the table.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley, 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth and coolness, wherever it may lead. Welcome back to the show. This is the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday, July 7th, 2023. 1:33 is the time on the time and temperature sign, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. We welcome you back into the show. Welcome your calls on Open Line Friday. Right now, we're talking about this issue of UPS drivers set to strike on August 1st, unless better working conditions are made possible. If you'd like to weigh in, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. August 1st is what the 340,000 UPS Teamsters set for a deadline. And while climate change was not specifically cited in the union's demands, it's UPS's unwillingness to adapt to the new realities of global warming by just simply providing employees with a heat adaptation strategy that formed the subcontext or the subtext for the campaign, according to this article in Time Magazine this week. Before contract negotiations collapsed on July 5th with both sides trading accusations that the other had walked away from the table, the company had tentatively agreed to equip all new vehicles in its 94,000-strong fleet with air-conditioned systems, new heat shields, and additional fans starting next year. And while union members are still holding out for more breaks and shorter working days during high heat periods, because right now the 10 to 12 hour shifts can last 6 days a week, they say it's a good start. According to this one driver, this Mr. Wimpy we're talking about. But he says it will take exposure, the UPS rather needs to take exposure to the heat seriously and deal with it differently. Whatever happens with the strike, the new vehicles can't come fast enough. Especially for folks based in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Florida. What do you think about this UPS strike? Looming possible strike on August 1st, due in large part to UPS not making enough accommodations for this increased heat, which you can argue all you want, but the temperatures are getting hotter. Ask a UPS driver, for goodness sake. Let's go to the lines. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. Let's go out to Boaz out in Richland County and John on WRCE in Richland Center. John, what say you?
Hi, good afternoon. I like your show, and I think the topic is, I was born and raised in Waukesha County. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact is that Lake Michigan and the Great Lakes are a beautiful supply of fresh water. Well, guess what? They don't have it in the Colorado River. They don't have it in California. They don't have it in Arizona, but they have the Great Lakes. How come we're letting Waukesha, the city of, take some fresh water?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you raise a great point, John, and I think it's more, in my opinion, I think it's a state issue for the entire state of Wisconsin, because you're right, the Colorado, places like New Mexico, Arizona, even Colorado, California, they get their water supply in part from the Colorado River, and there's just more and more building, literally, in the desert. And water is going to become, it's already a sacred resource, but places like Wisconsin that have the Great Lakes themselves, all these states around the Great Lakes, I agree. I think this is a natural resource that we have to protect for our own citizens in the Midwest. I'm not so sure that it's Wisconsin's responsibility to export water to Arizona.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, go ahead.
They are taking our water like we're taking their oil.
That's a great point. There may be a day.
$4 a gallon for oil, and you could buy $4 a gallon for water.
You raise a great point, John. And this is no joke. We may see I'm 53 in my lifetime, may see a point where water becomes as valuable and as expensive as oil for certain parts of the world. I think it's a great call. John, appreciate you listening out in Boaz. How are things out there in Richland County today? Oh, yeah, sorry about that. All right, thanks for a great call, though. John has a great point about how, and again, this is attached to climate change, right? Water becoming an essential commodity, really, for places in the Midwest. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to beautiful La Crosse. And Jonathan up in La Crosse listening to us on our brand new station, The Eagle, WLCX. That's 1490 AM in La Crosse, The Eagle. Jonathan, thanks for holding through the break. What say you?
I think that the issue of the air conditioning in the trucks is a red herring.
And how so?
Well, for one, it's one of the concessions that I think the company was already making. It's not the thing that's breaking the back on the negotiations at all. But the thing that I think the other issues that they're putting on the table that would eventually is going to bring UPS down like it's brought the United States Postal Service down, like it's put contract drivers in the seats of the FedEx cars, put people out of business. Why don't we drive to the store in air conditioning, go into an air conditioned store and buy something locally and get somebody a job inside with air conditioning? And we can reduce the suffering overall. Now, I remember baling hay in 90-degree temperatures in a hayloft for $1 an hour when I was a kid in the 70s, back when it was not climate change, not global warming, but we're all going to die from the next ice age. And it was hot as hell. I'd have to drink water in between loads for like 10 minutes straight in order to keep hydrated and not even ever get hydrated. I think that every farm should be equipped with air conditioning immediately. Otherwise, all the helpers should go on strike.
Well, I baled hay in the late 70s and early 80s myself for Richland County on my granddad's farm, my granddad and grandma's farm. I get what you're saying. It can get pretty unbearable in the hay mow. But I think the difference here is that, you know, when it got super hot, my granddad would just say, hey, we're going to take a break and hang out for a while and cool off. You know, these UPS drivers, when you're working 10 to 12 hours, 6 days a week, and they're all on a clock, basically, and all their trucks are equipped with GPS so the company can keep track of how long they're at one place. My last job before I got back...
UPS has been a slave driver forever. Look, I lived in California in the 80s. The UPS drivers that I worked with when I was taking in merchandise would complain about the company all the time. They'd follow them around in cars. They were like cops that would follow them around with timers and make sure that they're on... they were constantly under scrutiny. And they've always been that way. And I guess my thing would be, hey, get a different job, you know, if it ain't cool. And then they'll have to adjust to your temperament.
I think that's what they're basically.
You guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the call up there, LaCrosse. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You know, I agree with Jonathan in the aspect of, hey, whenever we can shop locally, I think we should be doing it, because I agree with the one. I think the point he was kind of getting to or making there. I'm not into all of this order online stuff. I don't have Amazon Prime. I just don't. Number one, I guess I'm not that. I'm a person that likes to do things in person. Like, I like to shop in person. I like to have meetings in person. I don't like online calls. I like to do things in person. That's just me. All right. So I agree, shop locally where and when we can. But just, you know, again, I worked with UPS drivers in the sense that I was a manager of retail, and I helped unload trucks every day in my job.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I saw what these guys went through, and gals.
When I worked at CVS and I was working in the front store, I did a lot of packing online orders. Mm-hmm. And with the UPS truck, I can't imagine... You're working there in the back room. You're packing up some stuff to ship out. UPS person shows up. I can't imagine not helping them unload and then load the new packages in.
No, it was our standard procedure. They'd put it on the dock and we'd take it in, or sometimes we're not supposed to, but step on the truck and help get it off. And I mean, it would, you know, for the 20 minutes, half an hour that I helped out, it was hot. I can't imagine working that truck, you know, for 10, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Absolutely.
Under a clock. What do you think about this issue of climate change affecting conditions for UPS drivers? And they're set to have a strike on August 1st if conditions don't improve. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go out to Racine, beautiful Racine down there in southeast Wisconsin, and our brand new station down there as well. We appreciate you hanging on the line there. David, understand that you used to work for the USPS, is that correct? The United States Postal Service?
Yes, I did.
What say you, sir?
It was a long time ago, but I can remember even... Yeah, you know, some people are just ignorant too. You know, mm-hmm. You know, you're out there and you're making your delivery, and I can remember being out, going down the street, and it's in the 90 plus degrees, and it's really terribly hot, and the guy was out there watering his lawn with the hose, and I asked him for a drink, and he looked at me, and he says, "You know what this costs?"
Oh my God.
Yeah, I said. That's a you a-hole.
Right, that's not exactly what I said.
But, you know, but I was an angry person, so I just turned around and I backhanded his mail for a day or two. And he was wondering where his paycheck was, you know. So, but, you know, that was me a long time ago. You know, I don't know if they do it now, but, you know. But the thing is, I see my mailman come down the street, and... I even told him, say, if you need a drink of water, man, just, you know, I offer it to him anyhow. You know, I say, you know,
I mean, that dude broke, water and, like, that dude broke the cardinal rule, right? Don't tick off your mail carrier. Because, I mean, that is one person you do not want to tick off as your mail carrier. But I mean, you were out there. I mean, so you worked for the United States Postal Service, not UPS, but, you know, similar type of things. To be expected to work 10 to 12 hour days, 6 days a week in essentially an oven, and have all these, and they track where you are, how long you stop, all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't blame these people for wanting to strike. Do you?
No, I don't. They need to. Nothing is going to get better unless the unions themselves stand up and fight for what's right for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the trouble. A lot of times, I think the unions lost the bite. You know, I agree with the previous reader, too, speaker, when he talked about, you know, don't be ordering a lot of stuff online.
Right.
I don't believe.
Absolutely.
I don't have Amazon Prime neither.
Mm-hmm.
I get stuff from Amazon because of somebody shipped it to me, but I never call them up and say, "Oh, I want to order this." Yep. I don't buy that nonsense. I'd rather go into the store. Yeah, I'd just rather go into the store and purchase what I want.
I'm always amused by folks who are on the more progressive liberal side that, you know, want to save the planet and want to do the right thing. And then it's like, I ordered my meal from, it's going to come in a box in the kit. My dog gets the dog food from a kit. I ordered furniture from, you know, Wayfair in a kit. You know, all this stuff that's coming in, you know, their whole life gets shipped in. And it's like, dude or chick, did you ever think your carbon footprint, all this shipping that's going on?
Well, you can order your house through IKEA and it just comes in boxes.
Now look, I shop at IKEA, but by golly, I get in my truck and I drive to Schaumburg, Illinois, and I buy my IKEA things.
Yeah.
And I realize that that's not necessarily helping the planet either. Ultimately, especially around the holidays or whatever, whether it's the United States Postal Service or UPS or FedEx, those things are vital to our civilization now.
Yeah.
But I agree. Yeah. We should find ways when we can to shop locally.
Yeah. It's not necessarily helping the planet. I'm thinking about, let's help the human being that's working the job.
Yeah.
You know? And you got some medieval turn around, they chose that job. Yeah, so what?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if you're looking at UPS has
in the factory. You choose a job in the factory, but you want air conditioning there too, you know?
Right. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. David, are you listening to us down there in WRJN in Racine 14?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right.
Yes, I am. I love the change that's happened to the radio station down there. This is really a blessing.
Well, we appreciate you. You're a blessing to us, David. I got to go. I got to hit a break. But thanks for listening to us down there in Racine. More calls after this on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny with a high near 76 today. An isolated thunderstorm is possible this afternoon. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 51. Sunny, low 80s on your Sunday. For Sunday night, chance of showers or storms, we'll see a low of 63.
Right now, it's 55.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Not quite 8 days a week, but 6 days a week, Mr. Zomers, in a UPS trick. 10 to 12 hours a day. Now, Mr. Zomers lately has been putting 10 to 12 hour days in here at Civic, and God love him for it.
That's close. It's more like nine.
All right, so more like nine. But at least there's air conditioned, right?
Yes. Much appreciated.
And we're talking about this issue from this article in Time Magazine this week. On UPS drivers have approved their union, the Teamsters, have approved a strike for August 1st if working conditions are not improved. And this is primarily focused around issues that are being exacerbated or made worse by climate change. And yes, to, I believe with Jonathan LaCrosse, to his point, yes, UPS has apparently acquiesced in theory to putting air condition in the trucks. But I think the question is, what's the timeline for that? I mean, you could say, sure, we'll put air condition in the trucks within 5 years. You know, I mean, or wait until we replace the trucks and the new ones will have them. I think part of this is timing. And also part of it is, hey, if you're going to make us work 10 to 12 hour shifts, 6 days a week in Arizona and Phoenix when it's 114 and still don't have air condition for another, 12 months to 18 months. We want additional breaks. We want you to pay for coolers and ice to be in those trucks until we get proper air conditioning. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 would welcome your calls. In the meantime, a couple of texts, Mr. Zomers, and on the line.
Yes. Mark from the SAC gave us a couple of texts to expand on some of the things he was saying. In the summer of 1980, he was working as an inventory supervisor for the clothing chain Maurice's. And at one point, he was in Missouri, suffering triple-digit temperatures. He was lucky enough to have air conditioning in his rental car, the motels, and the stores. But at the same time, daily in the newspapers and on the radio, announcements were being made about the numbers of people who died from the heat.
Yeah. I'll take it over, Mr. Zomers. You have a caller coming in there. So Mr. Zomers will screen the call here. I appreciate that. So this is Mark in the SAC who's saying that back in the summer of 1980, working for this clothing chain, Maurice's, much like I said, I worked in retail in Missouri. And he also says, Mark in the SAC says, why does a twisted version of the Beatles classic 8 days a week occur to me? Ain't got nothing but heat, babe, 8 days a week.
And that's why I played it, yeah.
that's fantastic. And he says, and Scott Walker, Voss et al., giving our water away to Foxconn? We'll clean it up for radio. Screw them, he says. that's a version of what he said. You can imagine what he might have said on the text. Mark from the SAC. Appreciate that, Mark. And you could text in as well, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Just want to add that you can also text if you download our app, the Civic Media app. There's a little button you can text us or call us there. Yes, Mr. Sommer.
Yes, and that's the best way to text us at the moment, just with the way we have things set up, is through the app. And that's where these are coming from. We also got a text from Jeff in Shorewood. Once again, not the Shorewood by Madison, the one by Milwaukee. And he says, UPS drivers and most of all other workers deserve higher wages. We got to do the math on the ratio of pay between top executives and workers. These companies are highly profitable, and the workers are simply not getting a fair share of those profits. Higher dividends and stock prices. And so it's been a ridiculous shift in the pie from an equitable distribution between labor and capital going heavily to capital and top management.
There you go. Appreciate the listener out in Shorewood in eastern Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Appreciate all those listening in on a Friday version. Let's go up to the valley, as they say, the Fox Valley, Appleton, Wisconsin. Jake in Appleton. Appreciate you listening in on WISS in Oshkosh. What say you, sir?
Yeah, thanks. Just want to give you some context here. I work for a large Midwestern manufacturer that does have union labor. So sure. I do have a good experience professionally with this. But I will say, now, I'm not personally a fan of unions, but I do agree in some instances and contexts that unions bring to light more best practice, mm-hmm. right, in the industry they're in and the type of careers that they're, union labor are performing. And I don't necessarily disagree with, a strike as a lever, so to speak, to pull to perhaps look at best practice. There's a lot of, government, firms like the USPS, and then there's also other private firms like FedEx, and I'm sure they're in different stages of maturity when it comes to like how their equipment and how their trucks are configured for extreme heat and on the contrast, extreme cold. Mm. Now, as I think other callers and texters have alluded to, change doesn't happen overnight. I know, if I remember correctly, there was a bid for new vehicles for the UPS specifically. So yeah. Maybe there's some timing there that they're trying to relay. But outside of using, or looking at best practice, this shouldn't come as a surprise. And big firms need to do their due diligence to stay on top of this. And oftentimes, and I've noticed especially with COVID, that firms are a little slower to the roll to upgrade equipment, match wages and things. And that's coming from my own experience, too. Now that's over, I think we're seeing that across the board in many industries.
Jake, I really appreciate you calling in, and I'm not going to ask you to disclose your company or necessarily even what union you deal with, but I think this is fascinating, and I really appreciate your perspective from your own perspective, from your own experience working with unions and coming to terms. Do you find that the union you work with, by and large, I'm assuming you haven't had to go through a strike. Do you have a good relationship with your union? What's that like?
Great question. From my own experience, I would say it's high turnover, tumultuous. Mm-hmm. There's been times of stability. I notice and see trends not only in the union labor space, but also non-union labor space. Mm-hmm. It's getting a little harder to maintain, seats in these union, organizations. The mm-hmm. younger generation, I don't really see major investments. I think they're struggling. The younger generation, especially, struggling to see where the dues are meeting rubber to the road, so to speak, for their own individual wants and needs. I think it's becoming harder and harder to justify. And that's, again, my own personal opinion. Sure. As we've modernized our manufacturing processes, as we've taken large capital investments to improve safety, improve capacity, things like that, I think the union's starting to run out of, negotiation space, right? Things that justify more money, more attention. And, I think that's starting to trickle down, and especially in the newer generation.
Jake, great call, great perspective. Really appreciate it. Up against a break. Thanks for listening, Jake, up there at Appleton. Back with more on the second hour. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know it. You're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.